The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
We need to get rid of that fucking
coasters.
I know, but then I feel like we're gonna damage the table.
Have you seen them recently?
The table's fucking done already.
That's one of my most annoying things. Like,
I cannot believe
in just like life is the need to have coasters, you know?
Yeah,
like it's smart on the person who was like, we should have a little surface, but like, it's just so annoying. Oh, you need a coaster.
They should make every table where it...
Unless it's got some sort of coating. Safe cup.
Very good. It should be like a plastic bottle.
Coaster-free cups. Cremota. Get them.
Write that down.
Wait, then why don't they do that?
Beats the hell out of me.
Because I guess it wouldn't look as good.
Well, I mean, technically, even if it had like a bottom that was safe, the condensation is just going to roll right over the rubberized.
Well, yeah. Then
it would have to be like a saucer.
Yes.
The cups need to be better then.
Were you a coaster kind of family? Were you like, oh, got to have the coaster?
Hell no.
No.
There's
no.
Rings all up on our fucking shit. Yeah. More rings than the fucking...
And it exists. All right. There goes that.
Oh, there you go. Oh, wow. That's smart. Look at that cup right there.
That's a lot more creative than I thought.
Oh, wow.
That's beautiful.
Isn't that still like a cup though? Like the same like material?
Wow, that's stunning.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. But isn't that the same material?
The thing is... It's isn't in the handle, so this isn't going to get
wet. Nice.
It's the condensation right under the...
Can we normalize that?
Yeah.
Can we normalize...
That coffee mug. Go down.
We should do a tour. We should do a tour with that mug. We bring that mug everywhere.
That's nice.
What's special about that?
It's a coaster on the bottom.
Yeah, but it doesn't hit like the other one. The other one's very...
I'm trying to give every cup a chance.
It just looks dystopian to me,
you know? Hand me that coaster.
Throw him that sauce.
It's giving Hunger Games villain, you know?
Ring toss. Good catch.
Thank you. Jared, hot. Put that in.
Hunger Games. If you were in the Hunger Games, do you think you'd win?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I wouldn't be the one fighting. I'd be the one hiding.
I would have Dane, just, they're just going to really send animals for you.
Well, are we basing out the first movie or the second movie? Because they were completely different movies. The second movie, they had animals and shit and like crazy.
I think they would rain fire on you.
Well, if we're going by the first movie, which I think is more realistic, motherfuckers
I just think
hide.
It's fucked up that there's not even like an age limit. You know, like they're out there. Is it 12? Primrose?
Oh, no. I think it's younger than that. I think it's any. They had little.
No, I think
they had little Rue out there, Heath.
Yeah, but she was like 13 or 14.
No, she was like 9.
Only children 12 to 18.
Well, that Primrose looked like she was 7.
There's an older lady on the in the games.
No,
the
but that because she was a champion. The TikTok. That lady.
There's a TikToker on the...
The one who was like TikTok because she realized the whole thing was a clock.
Yeah, she's the
but
older
that one. Was the champions because they brought back everybody who had won the Hunger Games to come back.
Oh, and they were very frustrated about
special
that.
Game.
Do you know who that woman is, though? her dad is the dad from Sound of Music.
How do you know? How do you know that?
Christopher Plummer's daughter.
But how do you know that's Christopher Plummer's daughter?
Because I Googled it.
So you Googled her and then
I
read
realized
about her.
She was Christopher Plummer's daughter.
So you're one of those people that like IMDb everybody after you watch a movie.
Hunger Game fun facts.
Because I'm really bad with that. I look up everybody in a movie or show that I'm watching, and I do so much research. I don't know why.
Hunger
Games. It's because you like it. You like to like fully indulge.
I don't know. Yeah, it's just, you know, I'm quirky.
Well,
like
usually
that.
I see somebody, I go, I remember them from something. Where are they from? And then I read their Wikipedia, and then
usually I do the intro.
Okay, intro for you?
That was perfect.
I think we should delete all that.
Stupid. It's Coffee Talk, baby. Yeah. All right.
That's how I die in the Hunger Games, like this. No, I die like this.
Sexy with it.
So they'd be performing for the audience.
Oh, yeah,
too.
I would. Oh my god. Yeah, I'd make it a reality TV show. They'd have a confessional camera for me and everything.
That's gonna be the worst if your friend did like got drawn for the Hunger Games and you knew they weren't gonna win.
Oh yeah.
They're just like not quite.
And you had to be just. Good luck out there.
Exactly. Well, welcome back to Zane Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we're Unfiltered. Hope you're having a wonderful Monday and Tuesday morning or whenever the hell you are watching this episode or listening to this episode.
I got something I just saw real quick. I just have to share because I got chills watching it. And I think it's one of the craziest things I've ever seen. It's scary, but it's also uplifting.
And
so,
it is.
What is it?
There was a flight coming from the Bahamas to Florida.
That's scary.
Terrifying.
Just now. It happened today?
I don't know if it was today or just very recently, but it was coming from the Bahamas to Florida, and it was one of those small Cessnas. It was a pilot and one passenger, and for some reason, the pilot just went incoherent, like just completely just not there. I don't know if it was like a heart attack. Something happened while he was flying and he was getting close to Florida to land.
Only one pilot.
Because
one
it was pilot. A Cessna because it yeah, was they're that small. Small. That's okay. Weird how like the bigger the plane is, you have to have two pilots, right. But the smaller the plane.
You should always have
I thought there's always two pilots on every plane like
you
that.
You can fly solo.
Yeah.
Wow, scary. Go ahead.
But basically, pilot went incoherent. So the guy put like the headset on and called the air traffic controller and was like, my pilot is unresponsive. I don't know what to do.
Who called? A random person?
No, the person passenger. On the plane.
Oh, sorry.
And was like, I don't know what to do right now. Like, my pilot isn't like here. Like, he's like incoherent.
I would have a meltdown.
And
imagine.
He's like,
imagine being
there. I don't know what to do. And he was really calm about it, though. And air traffic control was like, where are you? And he was like, I have no idea.
That's got to look up.
I have no idea. He's like, I think I see the coast of Florida coming up. I'm getting close.
How do you know that?
Well, because you're flying from the Bahamas.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. It's from the Bahamas of Florida. Yeah.
So basically, he's just in control of this plane now. And he's like, how do I land this thing?
What?
So they're on the radio with him. And they're like, okay, as soon as you get to the coast, keep it at 5,000 feet.
Just
listen and follow my lead.
Oh my.
So he's now flying this plane and he's like, I got no idea what I'm doing. And then he's getting close and they literally
him through it.
The guy that was the air traffic controller ended up, he was also a flight instructor. So he was able to give him directions on how to bring this plane down.
Oh my gosh.
And it was smoother than landings that I've had on planes.
Wait, and there's footage of this plane landing?
Footage of the plane coming down. It's beautiful.
What does the guy look like that landed?
Hold on. Why don't I believe this? This That's, like there's no fucking way. How can a random person that has never fucking touched
he's unidentified. Like they have not really identified him. Maybe
because it's a fake story. Come on, you see all these.
I mean, but if it was fake, you would want to be like a hero and you would want your name to be out there.
After that, I'd be like, I'm going to get my pilot license.
No.
Like
me too.
He knew that. He knew that. And that's why he couldn't put his name yet. He's gonna release.
Well,
the
pilot
later.
Is in the hospital and was rushed to the hospital. So I don't
know what.
Wait,
really
after
happened.
It landed perfectly,
the pilot was something happened to him.
I don't know. I don't believe.
All right. Well,
then we have the article right here, Zane. And you
I don't
believe
know.
It.
I just there's something not sitting right with me.
Not only did he like land the plane, but he like how do you keep it
I don't,
cool? In
he
that
sounded so calm. And
it was
collected.
Literally fight or flight.
Yeah.
Well, like our plane, was it a really new Cessna? I bet like
so
kind of autopilot down. way.
Planes must be much easier to fly than we think then.
Was it?
If a random person can get on there and just fucking
land it. Is there a video?
Yeah, there's, Jordan, pull up the video of him landing.
I wonder if they were like, do you see the red button? Like,
Or no, he probably FaceTime.
I mean, all you got to do is like, listen, he tells you how to like,
that big lever thingy? Right. Pull that.
What speed to go to? Yeah. And then it'll be like flaps up, down, whatever you got
to
do.
But that's got to be crazy looking at a plane and you're talking to someone and you know.
Yes.
They go, what model is it? Cessna 350. Okay. And then they're pulling at the cockpit and they go, pull that lever to the
imagine
right.
Imagine the pressure.
Hell no. Oh my
him?
God.
Yeah, that's him landing it.
Oh, that's smooth.
Look at that.
Butter.
Oh my.
Oh.
Wow. Well,
you know what? That.
It bounced a bit, but that was great.
Dude, he's getting laid tonight.
Imagine.
Wow.
Mile high.
Clock. My testosterone would be through the roof after
this. It's like skydiving. You fucking land, you're like, I can do anything.
What airport?
It was in Florida. I don't know what area.
It had to be close to you guys because if he was like.
All right, let's do a meet and greet with this guy.
But that's
bring him
crazy.
On. I would love to have him on just for a segment.
Does he get any money? Like, even
I'm about to say, does he get any pussy?
Even if you landed it, you survived, you made it happen.
He's
do you still get
something.
Like some like, I'm still pretty
the key
pretty
to the city.
I mean, he did like, what's the human thing to do is he saved a life.
How often are they giving out keys to the city?
Is that a real thing?
Yes. Well, like it's not a real, like
it's
in my
symbolism.
Head when I was a kid.
Is that how
I
big
thought,
it is?
It, yeah, it's a big key to the city. But when you get it, I thought that meant like you can unlock everything.
I thought the same thing.
One universal key to every store.
But are they giving out a key to the city like once a month?
But what exactly does that mean?
It's just like the city honors you as like a notable resident and you did something heroic.
I mean, I guess that's the same. I mean, I think because it's in the air, it's much more scary to us. But it's like someone saving somebody from a burning car or like someone saving somebody from a, you know, like when you compare.
Oh, I don't know. Like a.
When you compare, it's still. Like he saved one man. It's like saving a man in any other situation. So I don't think he would get a key to the city or like something.
Oh, yeah, for that, absolutely.
Yeah,
not.
But if it was a fucking commercial plane with 300 people in there,
they should at
yeah,
least give him like wings.
Fucking, like Sully.
You know, like the little pin.
Like Captain Sully probably got the key to the city.
Who the hell is Captain Sully? One,
he was the guy who landed in the Hudson Bay.
The Hudson River. He saved all those passengers.
Oh, well, that's the guy from Monsters, Inc.
Captain Sully. He was the guy they took off out of LaGuardia, I'm pretty sure, and a bunch of geese. They ran into the geese.
I do remember.
Wait, I thought it was Tom Hanks.
They all survived.
Tom Hanks played the damn role in the movie. Oh, God.
They all survived, right?
Yes, everybody did.
That's amazing. Wow.
Except for Tom Hanks.
But he's now like Sully's appointed by the White House. Like he has like a big political position now.
Big name.
I think I'm getting confused with another plane movie. But didn't he like get shit in the end? Like he got like in trouble in some way.
Are you thinking of the movie Flight with Denzel Washington?
Yeah, that's Flight.
And that was the one where he landed the plane upside down.
That was crazy.
Can you imagine being a drunk going?
Zane would believe that over this.
I would believe that after this.
What a good movie, though.
That is a great movie. Wow. But he was drunk flying the plane.
And he's like, I'm drunk. I'm an alcoholic and I'm drunk right now. Doesn't he say that in like.
That was a powerful movie. That
I remember
really moved me.
Like watching him look at the alcohol and you're like rooting for, come on, don't do it, don't do it. And then you like see him like debating.
Yeah.
Zane and I were watching Breaking Bad last night in that heroin scene. We were like,
It's such a.
Speaking of flying, you went and saw the Top Gun premiere.
Yes, I did. Yeah, I'm wearing the hoodie right now, guys. I'm a big fan. Such a big fan. I didn't watch the first one.
I've
never seen the first Top Gun movie.
But having now seen it, did you feel like you needed to see the first one?
Honestly, I don't like now. I want to watch it because it was such a good movie. But I feel like you didn't need to watch the first one. It was still very emotional, and I still kind of cried watching it.
And you guys were on like a battleship.
Yeah. So it was crazy. They took like really good care of us. They got us on like a jet, like a jet suite plane. And they like, they wrapped the whole plane in Top Gun Maverick banner. With like the way everything looked, you could tell that like Tom Cruise came up with all like this idea.
Really?
A girl actually there told me that it was his idea to do the battleship, like the premiere on the battle or the red carpet premiere on the battleship.
Okay.
So seeing that, it hit me that like, everything was kind of like, probably like he probably talked to the team like, I want this to look as cool as possible for all these celebrities or influencers or whatever that are going to the premiere. But yeah, they flew us out in this jet, and then we landed, went straight to the hotel, got dressed, and went to the premiere, and it was on like a battleship. It was sick.
Was Tom Cruise flying the helicopter? Did he land it on the...
I don't know.
His pilot passed out also.
Yeah.
Well, Tom Cruise has a license for like every type of...
He looks great. I think,
so someone told me that he does have a license to fly the helicopter, but a part of me feels like just for safety... Oh, you see, there's the pilot right there. That's flying the helicopter.
Wow.
But yeah, it was, he came in Tom Cruise fashion. Like everybody was on the carpet.
It is pretty badass.
And just seeing the helicopter fly all around and then landing there, and he got out by himself. It was really sick.
I wish they would have kept it like 20 feet above the ground and he had to like rappel down.
Yeah. Or he's on the ladder.
Yeah, something.
David thought that he was going to parachute into the premiere. Like on a parachute. But I was like, there's no way, because the battleship isn't that big.
Yeah.
Where if he misses, he could seriously fucking injure himself. On one of the fucking...
Battleships are insane.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
That's the one thing, like... But then you see, like, a war movie and, like, one goes down. You're fucked. Like, that's, like... Absolutely. Yeah.
But seeing him in person was so insane. He's just not real. Like, even seeing him with my own eyes, it just didn't seem real to me. Like
Tom Cruise, if somebody says, name a celebrity, you say Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Like, he is... The celebrity. Yeah.
Like he is like the Hollywood action-packed celebrity.
How tall is he?
Short. He's pretty short. He's shorter than me.
Wow. Jennifer Connelly looking great. Miles Teller.
But it was so insane to me because we're all on like the bleachers kind of like watching the red carpet. And, you know, Miles Teller is there. Jen Connelly, like big fucking actresses and actors. And I didn't look at them once. I just kept staring at Tom Cruise. Wow. I couldn't get my eyes off him. I was just like,
this is Tom Cruise.
Because you want to see him, how he interacts with people. And like, yeah. But like, I feel like he's just been doing it for so long. He is the sweetest on the carpet. He was so nice to everybody. He was having full conversations with every single person.
How did that idea of like an aircraft carrier battleship come about? Like, imagine that. Like, we need to be able to land. Let's put a runway and take off and land on a boat.
Because everything is so far, you know? And those planes like are probably eating up fuel.
That is crazy to me.
That's crazy they have enough, like, power to take off on that one.
They slingshot them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. They slingshot them.
Oh, yeah. Isn't there, like, a thing
there's,
that
like,
they
the cables things that are attached to it, and then they, like... strap it in or whatever, and then they shoot it off the end.
And then when they land, they have to catch it with like this net. It's insane. That's so crazy.
People are amazing. You know what I mean?
Look at that runway. That's a fucking runway.
That's crazy.
How is that floating in the middle of the ocean? That is made out of concrete.
Don't even get me started with like bridges and shit.
Like cruises and shit. How the fuck does it stay up there? It makes no sense.
Yeah, bridges. Do they go all the way down to the bottom?
No way.
They got to be floating.
Yeah, there's got to be a big cement cylinder.
Like, what kind of bridges are we talking
like
about?
Like the bridge that connects the Florida Keys.
Yes.
What is it, 8 miles long?
That doesn't go to the bottom of the ocean.
It took them a long time
there's
to build
no
it.
There's no way how the hell goes to the bottom.
Where does it go? Like, where does it stop?
Yeah, I'm sick thinking about this.
I'm sick.
No.
Well, it's a process.
I never thought about where the hell, like where's the floor? Like what is it? What is it?
And
made
then
out
when
of?
They get there, they got to drill down into the ocean floor. No, how far?
I think it's like a buoy system, but instead of like the buoy, it's like a cement cylinder at the bottom that just floats.
Well,
it's
yeah.
Like
how do you get cement to dry? Well, yeah. It's like if you had a cup. Like in a bathtub, like a cup of the empty bottom, you put it in and then you drain all the water out and then now it's hollow and then you build it and then you take it off.
Got it.
You know?
Yeah. Okay. Like that kind of makes sense.
They do that.
They get,
but
like,
it's
the water
so
cup.
Big. It's like the pyramids.
Half. One slip, because you know when you put a cup underwater and then you do this and then it just fills up?
Yeah.
They have to be so careful with whatever the hell they're putting down there.
I don't think they're putting a big cup.
No, not a cup. I'm just saying something where it has air in the...
Y'all, there. Yeah.
Y'all, shit.
People.
They got trains underwater. They take you from Brooklyn to Manhattan.
Or the fucking, those stations that they have underwater. The fucking big...
How do you tunnel? How do you tunnel underwater?
Where do you begin? How do you start?
Do you drain the water?
I think they build it on top of the sea floor.
Do you build a dam? On the side.
This hurts my head.
Stop the water.
I don't know. Hank Green made a TikTok and I saw it one time.
And we never see them being built. They've just been there.
Mm. Oh man.
That's why we're living in assimilation.
That's right.
An assimilation.
Assimilation.
Assimilation. Yeah.
Is that underwater?
The fish?
No, right there. That fucking subway.
Underwater subway tunnels.
That makes, what, how? How?
Look up New York City L train underwater.
This is horseshit. I saw this TikTok today of somebody just showing like the woods. It was like, we made Wi-Fi out of this.
Yeah.
Like, we made fucking underwater subways out of the forest.
God bless the people that do that.
There's some smart people out there.
Not
you think,
me.
You think we'll ever invent something?
Like, I actually came up with a pretty good. I just want to invent like a scrub daddy. Something simple. For every house, easy products, sell it.
That's an invention I feel like you'd come up with, like a scrub daddy.
Thank you. You mean that?
I'm not an engineer. I'm not going to like shake shit up.
I
like
did come
that.
Up with a good idea on my way.
For an invention?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Well, I'm not gonna say it here.
Oh, you think?
And
it's
I need you guys to sign an NDA before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it's like a serious hit. No. Like, look, trust me, it's a good idea.
It's a snack saver.
And if it's stupid, then we'll talk about it.
There's nothing worse than like a friend who like tells you an idea they think is amazing, and you have to be like, that's not that good.
I don't know. If an idea sucked, I would want to know.
Oh.
I would hate if you lied to me because then I'm like wasting all this time.
Yeah, that is true.
I love brainstorming for things that need to be invented, but I've lost my love for it because this guy on TikTok, all he does is silly inventions, but they're brilliant stuff
they're
that
so
doesn't
good.
Exist. But his whole page is inventions. I'm like, you know what? I give up.
Did you see?
Because he makes the product.
Yeah.
I like that guy.
Did you see the fucking the grass flip-flops? That's did you see
our
friend Greg posted? He posted a story. He's like, it feels like grass for people that like to step
that
on grass.
That is crazy.
That's horrible.
That is scrub daddy material.
I would hate to have that on the bottom
of my feet. How long does the grass last? I would imagine a week.
It's probably grass synthetic. like fucking.
I fucking hate walking on AstroTurf.
I know.
Look at that. That looks horrible. Look at that. He looks like he's having a...
People who buy those are just trying to be quirky.
Yeah, they're good gag gifts, but they sell.
They suck.
Taco slippers. Get that.
Look at that one.
Lobster.
Oh, the lobster's funny. That's good for
that
vacation.
Wait, go back. That was Dolce & Gabbana grass slippers.
They already made these?
$346.
Oh my God.
To step on grass.
It's kind of beautiful though.
That is kind of... that. You know what? That looks pretty.
It's...
No, well, what was that movie with like the cult? That's what it reminds me of.
Oh,
Midsommar.
You know how like Vice News, they'll like go into like they'll be a part of something or part of something fucked up for like just to get a story. I would love to be a part of like some sort of cult.
Oh,
just to get that story.
Oh yeah,
that'd be so interesting.
I know, but the thing is, do you think you would join the cult and everyone's like Zane Hijazi?
No. You can't.
You have to go away for a while. You'd have to delete all your social media. Like we wouldn't see you for a while.
You're right.
How many that's cults? You know what I was thinking about the other day? Assassins. How many, like...
Oh, I think about that all the time.
How many world, global, high-profile assassins are there?
Not like, as much as we think, I feel like.
Like 20?
Like in movies, they make it seem like they're everywhere, but like I feel like they're very, very rare.
Like I was watching like Gross Point Blank with like John Cusack, and he was like this like cool and assassin, or like Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Like 007 type shit.
You don't see him around.
For the people who don't know, can we get a clear definition for assassin?
Do you not know
it's like a high, like a
someone pays you a lot to go kill somebody.
Oh, a hitman.
Yeah, it's like a hitman, but it's a hitman.
But assassins like can get hired to like go kill some
like the president.
Politician of like some corrupt country.
Yeah.
And they get paid millions of dollars.
And they'll get paid by the government, so it's like a legal job that they're doing, which is kind of
I wouldn't say legal.
But how many people are getting assassinated?
I mean, if the government is approving it and the government who makes the laws, it's like a legal fucked up. It's fucked up. It's definitely like wrong, but it's legal because the government's allowing it.
I feel like Navy SEALs are technically assassins.
Well, that you are on like a government like approved mission. Like somebody isn't just paying you out of pocket.
Yeah, shit that nobody knows about. Like,
yeah, and you're at war too. You know, it's like
So, do you think like I don't know? Like, what is like the base salary for like an assassin to kill somebody? Like, it has to be at least
a million. 200. Oh, I was gonna say between 200. Like, starting
a
price.
Hitman, like a hit job.
250
you can get
to
that shit done for like $5,000.
I know.
Well, like for cartel shit, maybe like $5,000, $10,000. But
watching those things that you watch, all those like murder mystery stuff, and you see videos of people caught on camera, basically like
trying to
all right, 5,000, and you'll take them out. Yeah. And they're like, "How do you want me to do it?" And they're like going along with it to like catch the person.
Can you imagine killing someone for $5,000?
$5,000 is a lot of money.
Not worth it.
No,
to risk your life.
Not when
depending on how you like if you have no money and you're fucking. Well, I'm not.
Not when they got $1 million life insurance that you're trying to cash.
Yup. I don't know. Some people, that's going to change their life.
But like if the money doesn't get exchanged, I'm just so curious how far you could get just to be like, how much? Just to see how much somebody would do it for them. Yeah. Oh, wait, never mind. I was just curious to see if you'd do it.
Just to try to lowball somebody. But
then I walk out and then all of a sudden I get swarmed with cop cars and then I'm done because I was just curious.
How much was the whole Gucci story?
You know, Versace?
No, Gucci.
The House of
Gucci movie. Remember the?
I don't really know anything.
They
about
said it in the movie.
They said it in the movie, but I forget what it was. I think it was like $1 million. Like
no.
One.
No. It was cheap.
It was cheaper than that?
It was really cheap. Not really cheap.
280,000 pounds, which means it's probably like $400,000.
No. That was what she was blackmailed for.
Oh.
It was the 80s.
It was a different time.
Have you seen that TikTok audio about like the 60s? Like it was the 60s, the late 60s, and everybody was happy.
No,
like,
no. I would love that.
That says found guilty. Oh, the liar equivalent of $415,000.
That's a lot of fucking money.
What does the liar equivalent mean?
Lear?
What does that say?
A lear.
Oh.
That,
I see.
That's what the Italian currency was back then before the euro.
Wow, 415. Wow, that was a lot.
Gosh, I could never imagine hating somebody that much where you'd like, I need them dead.
And it was so fucked up because she wasn't even like, she married into the family and like she knew exactly what she wanted from the start. And then you're going to kill the love of your life just so you could take over Gucci.
Woo! I couldn't even deal with that. Like imagine the Christmas parties after. You're sitting there, the family's all around. Years later, it would haunt me. The back of my head. No, I couldn't enjoy my life knowing that I paid.
Yeah, she didn't care though. I keep thinking it's a Lady Gaga. Like I'm talking about Lady Gaga. Like, yeah. Fucking bitch. But yeah, wow. Heath, you called me yesterday because, you called me the other day because,
I call you 50 times a day.
You called me yesterday, like, and you told me if I hit you up at all that day. I was like, no, I didn't hit you up. And you said,
first of all, that was really embarrassing.
You lost your phone the entire day, but you didn't want to tell me.
What happened?
I felt so disconnected from the world. So basically what happened was I woke up in the morning, grabbed my phone, took it off the charger, and I went to like, check my stuff. It was Mother's Day. So I was getting ready and I was going to send my mom a text, call her, whatever. And I opened up my phone and it froze on me. I'm like, oh shit. So I'm waiting. And then it like fixes. And then I go to touch something again and it freezes. And it kept doing the black loading symbol.
Okay.
Every time.
So then I waited like 5 minutes. It kicked back on. I swiped to open it up and then it froze again back to the loading. And then all of a sudden it just went to the Apple logo. And it was stuck.
Oh, weird. You know what? I felt like my phone was doing that the other day too.
So I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like out of nowhere, I just woke up and it wasn't working and I had to leave. And then I realized, I was like, oh my God, I have no idea where I'm going. Oh. I couldn't go on maps. I couldn't Google the address to like look it up. And I was like running late. So I'm like, oh shit. So I'm like freaking out. I was like, how do I live right now? What do I do? So I called Jordan. I was like, get in the car. We got to go. And he's like, what's going on? I was like, my phone, it just doesn't work. So then he drives me. We go real quick to the gym, whatever, get out. And I'm like, all right, I need to fix my phone. And it's still on the Apple screen the entire time I was at the gym.
Did you drop your phone or anything happened?
Nothing happened.
This happens to mine every time a new phone comes out. I swear.
Yeah, that means you got to buy the new phone, baby. Yeah,
so this entire time I'm freaking out because I need to call my mom. I got to say happy Mother's Day. She's probably thinking that I'm dead because if I don't text her first thing in the morning, she like is a nervous wreck. So waiting. And it's still the Apple screen. So we go to the Apple store. Wait in line, you have to make an appointment, and then they're like, we'll get you a table. It feels like a restaurant. It's the weirdest setup I've ever seen. But then finally, like 20 minutes later, I get the appointment, and the guy comes up to me. He's like, what's going on? And I showed him my phone, and it ended up at that point getting off the Apple logo, and it was showing my home screen,
okay,
like the lock screen. So I'm like, every time I open my phone, and I did it, and then it did the same thing, and it went back to locked. And I was like, damn, I was like, every time I try to use my phone, it just freaks out and it just is stuck. I tried resetting it. I tried everything. And he was like, yeah, that happens. And I was like, what do you mean that happens? He's like, so what happens is basically if you have so much stuff on your phone, if you fill the storage, it doesn't know what to do and it bogs down and it literally bricks your phone. And I was like, okay, so what are my options here? How do I like resolve this? He's like, oh, you got to delete stuff off of it. I was like, how? I can't do anything. I can't open it. And he was like, the only thing you can do is just to wipe the entire phone and start over. I was like, dude, I can't do that.
But you've backed it up though, right?
I don't use backups. I don't do anything with iCloud. I don't do anything.
Damn, oh my gosh. That fucking sucks. I pay like a couple dollars a month just for the.
You don't have your pictures. You don't have like anything saved.
No.
So damn, what happened?
Everything. All my accounts that I'm logged into. And as I'm talking to this guy, I'm like, I need to get back into my phone. He's like, I mean, you can keep trying it, but every time the Apple logo would go away, I'd swipe up and then it'd just freeze again. So I'm freaking out. And then all of a sudden it hit me. I was like, dude, I have cryptocurrency accounts. I was like, oh my God. I was like, I can't get into them if I can't get on this phone. And then I started really panicking.
Wait, don't you just have like a login and password? You just download the app and
no, whatever. There's the secret like 10 word code that you have saved.
Oh my.
Then you have the authenticator app that you have to verify those numbers that
pop
up.
So your notes aren't even backed up on your iCloud.
I don't have anything.
Heath.
I understand. But as this is all going on, I'm having a fucking meltdown. I was like, I need to get into this phone. And then he's like, yeah, the only thing you could do is just wipe it and start over. And Jesus. He was just so like, if this was happening to somebody and it was a customer, I'd just be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I know this is really
That's
frustrating.
That's how often it happens. It happens.
He
to
probably
everybody.
Gets like eight people a day.
And I was like, there's no like buffer, like a 5 gig buffer that it just will not fill up. So your phone doesn't do this.
Yeah.
Like this.
You know why they do that? So next time you buy the iCloud.
And I am so fucking mad. And you know what I had to do? I've never been so mad at a store and never wanted to like hear of the word again. And then spent $1,500. 5 minutes later. So I had to buy a new phone.
So you still have your old,
still have my old phone. It's still locked,
but it's not turning on.
It's still on that same thing. If I go to open it, it freezes.
Oh my God. So you're just,
luckily I was able to get the new phone. You know how you can like be side by side with it to get it to do the sync.
Yeah.
I was able to get it to sync. You have to like open it. I got it open for a second to scan the little icon. So then it started transferring and I could just let it sit there. But it took it like 3 times trying to do this. Like it got all the way like syncing and then it was like, you have to reset it. It loses connection.
Yes.
So it was no joke, like a 12-hour process of me freaking out, like because it kept failing. And then finally one time it just worked.
Geez, so you have everything?
I'm good now.
Heath, that was...
Have mercy. And now you're backing it up on the iCloud.
What are you going to do now?
I don't know.
Back it up on the iCloud.
You have to back up your shit.
I know.
Heath, because if someone steals your phone, you're fucked. Like, you're lucky that, like, that happened and you still had your phone on.
Yeah, exactly. If it got stolen or if you genuinely lost it. You would be fucked.
Because I feel like that would happen.
I like to live on the edge. I'm risky. No. But I realized how dependent I am on my phone. I was completely lost without it.
I think this is more important story, important like thing about iCloud. This is a message about having an iCloud backup.
Yeah, and then they make you pay however much a month, and then it says storage is full every day.
Dude, that's why I feel so
you pay
like
$3 or $4 for a terabyte. Right.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I think I pay
$10. Yeah, I pay $10 a month. For
yeah, it's something
just
like that.
Just because I don't even want to worry about it.
Like, I know if like my phone gets lost or stolen, I am perfectly okay because I just got a new phone and all my information.
How often do you back it up? How often do you back that shit up?
I back that shit up every day. It backs up like every time you go on Wi-Fi. Like every time you go back to your house. So when you like, if you go out and you lose your phone, that's why you don't have like the last like few messages because you need to go back into like sort of like Wi-Fi. Mm. So it like constantly.
I just get worried about like technology hacking shit.
I know, but like, I think it's better. It's better having a safe backup.
I know.
And maybe being hacked then.
But yeah, it was
my brain's not working today.
It was a nightmare of a Mother's Day.
The thing that bothers me is this happens to my phone literally every time a new phone comes out, my phone starts acting up. It'll like the screen will go black, the loading thing will happen. And I have a new phone. This is a brand new phone and it's already starting to do it. So I know that I'm gonna have to deal with buying a new one. But every time I go in and say that mine's doing the same thing, it's a different reason why. Like they told him because it's too full. I've never gotten that ever. It's always something different.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, that's happening because of this. And they're so nonchalant about it because it happens all the time.
Yeah.
But guess what? We're still going to spend money there because I'm not switching.
Planned obsolescence.
Is that what it is?
Planned obsolescence.
Let me try Planned obsolescence.
You know, I know we're talking about cults, but you know what I think is a cult?
Apple.
Apple.
That's right. The poisonous apple.
Apple. 100%. You know, I don't want anything else but an Apple. I want my computer's Apple. I want my phone's Apple. I want my headphones Apple. I want everything in my life Apple.
But like, it's crazy though. Like, I've never been so mad at a company and then spent $1,500, right? In the middle of me being like that.
They're good.
I was having a day. I was just like, fuck everything.
Oh. How, what phone do you have? Like, which?
13 Pro now.
13 Pro. That's like the new one before the newest one that came out,
this
right?
This is the, I just got the 13 Pro.
No. Sorry. The phone you had before.
I had the 12 Pro.
That's like not even that. That's crazy.
It's like he has a 5C.
It's like you're getting fucking punished for not immediately updating your phone.
Can't you sell that back in as a trade-in with your,
Not when I can't erase the phone.
I'm surprised they don't have like a system where if your phone is not like, there's times where your phone just doesn't turn on, just like the situation you're in. I'm surprised there's not something where they have where you plug it in to a computer and it shows up as like either a file or
they
a memory card in your phone or something. I know, but like I'm surprised they don't have it for these like new phones because this shit will break over anything.
Anything could happen. I thought the SIM card carried everything because I remember back in the day when we had the flip phone.
Oh yeah, you just popped that shit.
That's just your contacts.
It's just numbers, and I was like, oh my god. But you remember they would take your phone to the back in like AT&T, and then they would like plug them into each other or whatever they do, and like sync everything. Do you think they were ever like looking through that shit? I always got worried when they take your phone in the back and be like,
maybe I think they don't give a shit about
that's
you.
That's true. There's so like. You don't know their lives at all. Like anything you find in there is not going to make you.
And they probably signed some big contracts.
And you know what's so funny to me? Out of everything that I want saved when I transfer, the last thing I want is my fucking contacts. I don't give a shit about my contacts. I want everything else in my phone. Know. Like my information, my my logins, password, everything else on my phone is important to me except for my contacts.
You know what I realized the other day? Our Alaska trip, every photo I took on that trip, I have nothing.
Wait, what?
Every photo I took on that Alaska trip, right. I do not have. It's like literally the entire like whole trip is gone. Like I was trying to like pull up a picture from Alaska. None.
Was it an old phone?
Was it, older phone?
But the thing is, all of my photos leading up to that weekend, everything's there.
Oh.
But then Alaska is gone. All of the Alaska photos are
Matt,
gone.
We never went to Alaska. We got off the boat before we got there.
But I don't know what that is. I don't know if maybe like I had them all and I accidentally put it in my phone and deleted everything. It is the strangest thing.
Mm. I don't remember you taking photos though.
But there were all those glaciers, like man. Stuff. There were eagles, the bald eagles.
Matt, you'd be surprised. I think I looked at my phone. I don't have a ton of pictures on the cruise.
I guess so. Maybe I didn't take
it. I think we were really in the moment. I think
we were really fucked up the whole time. Yeah. And we were also majority of the time at the casino.
That's true.
That is true. I don't know. It's just weird.
There was nothing really to take pictures of.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Watching the glaciers, I guess I was just taking Instagram stories. I don't know.
Or you know what? You had your little
film camera.
Film camera. Maybe you were just taking pictures on your camera. Yeah,
maybe. That's actually a really good
thing.
Case solved.
And my psoriasis was really bad, so.
It was giving. Sure.
Did everybody else have a good Mother's Day, though?
Yeah, called my mom.
My mom's here. That was nice.
Yeah.
We got to hang out. It's quality time with me and my mom. That's what's important to us.
She's going to move here.
Well, I know. She's going to she wants to be our house mom. She wants to live in our house and like be the house mom, like
do
in
it.
A sorority house.
Why not?
Mom, we're 30.
That's the best retirement job.
But you know
job.
What? Having her be your house mom, I think is exactly what you need.
Right now?
Yeah.
No, I think that happens like when you're a little older, not right now. I think now is like too early for that.
Keep the house up, you know, do laundry, dishes.
Like, would you
like
move
that?
Your parents in with you guys right now?
If I had like a big property in like a guest house?
No,
like here.
Oh, in one of the rooms? No.
Your mom is really chill though.
No,
like,
she
you
is.
Have a cool, comfortable like mom where like it's, you know.
My mom
no
is up
worries.
My ass 24/7 and she lives across the
country. Yeah, I know. She really gives me my space and like you know, just leaves me alone at the right times and then we just will be together at the right times.
No, your mom watches Euphoria and likes it.
I'm trying to get off the couch. She won't stop watching Euphoria.
Oh, really?
She loves it. She's fucking looking at cast. Like, she's making fun of all of them on
that's
the show.
That's funny.
It's really funny. She's obsessed with that show.
Really?
Yeah.
She's watched, because she watched season two a lot.
She loves her shows. She loves to sit there and just fucking
My parents
binge.
Love television, too. Yeah. Oh, on Mother's Day, my mom just retired.
Woo!
Congratulations.
30,
yes. Props
so
to Corey.
34 years? 33 years?
At American Express, yeah.
Very nice.
I think it was like 37 years maybe.
I was telling him, I can't 40? Believe they're not giving her like a badge of fucking honor or something. Like something like.
She did get a lot of perks. Like she got gifts. She got nice bags, right?
Nothing crazy, but
give her a $10,000 check. Give her something nice.
My mom's close to retiring. But like sometimes she like wishes she just would get let go and then paid for the rest of the year. Mm-hmm. So then you get paid and you don't have to work.
You get paid for the rest of the year if you get let go.
Yeah. Right? Isn't it called like a stipend?
For a whole year?
Sometimes. Like That's they feel great. Bad for letting you go and downsize, but they'll pay you out for the whole year.
If you're like
a severance pack.
Severance. That's what I'm thinking. Stipend.
I didn't want to start with an S.
Yeah, no, yeah.
You know how the last podcast we were talking about how I fucked up the lyrics on Carrie Underwood's song?
Yeah.
Carve my name into his legacy. Apparently, a lot of other people thought it was legacy too, because so many comments I saw were like, I thought it was legacy too, saying you're not alone. Because it literally sounds like legacy when you like.
Now, did they take it as just like poetic legacy or Subaru legacy?
I didn't see them like describing why they thought it was legacy. They just thought it was legacy too.
That's funny.
But it has to.
Because he has a legacy of cheating.
It makes sense when you really think about it. All I'm saying is that I'm not alone.
Isn't she carving her name into his leather seats in the music video? Like she's literally like keying it, and then she's like,
"I've never seen the music video. How would I know?"
All right.
If I saw the music video, 100%, I'd be like, "Oh, leather seats."
Yeah, Zane needs visuals. Like,
yeah, I really do. I need visuals for everything pictures. In my life.
That's a little crazy though, because then instantly he go, "Well, your name, you carved your name into the leather seats." Like, yo, crazy bitch, y'all, look what she did. Could you sue and press charges on her?
He could, but it's still probably it's worth it for her.
She carved her name into the leather seats.
Is there any proof she did it? You're like,
is that a real? You think that's real?
That she really? No, it's just a song.
It's just a song about getting back at your man who cheated on you.
I could see her actually doing that.
Dixie Chicks did Goodbye Earl. They kill a man.
Huh.
Marianne and Wanda were the best of friends.
Oh, look, she did do it. Look.
What if it was a big plot twist and it was leather seats, but it also happened to be a legacy car in the video?
Carve my name into his legacy leather seats.
I just wanted to talk about the fucking drunk girl.
While we were talking about cars real quick, we have a crazy story.
Did we tell Matt this already?
I don't think so.
I hope we did it, because this is fucking nuts. So we go to Nobu Malibu for a friend's birthday. It was Vince's fiance anymore. Carla's birthday. So we went to Nobu Malibu to celebrate her birthday. It was beautiful. We saw Courtney Cox there. It was a nice nostalgic moment.
Did she recognize you?
No, she just walked
by and like went to her table.
Okay. Yeah. I'm only saying that because you went to her house on one time.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I was saying like, David, go up to her table. But it looked like she was on a date or something. So we didn't want to.
So I looked it up. Her boyfriend is a lead singer or something in some really big band.
You looked him up?
Well, yeah, because I was just like curious. I was like dating just to like see.
You didn't know if it was like a date or like.
Right. I wanted to see like if it was somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Who's she with? Like Counting Crows guy or.
Oh, yeah. That's him.
Oh, yeah. He was.
Imagine it wasn't him.
Snow Patrol.
Oh, Snow Patrol. Let's chase time.
Yeah. Holy shit. That's. Wow.
Chasing cars.
I wish I knew that. I would have sung it really loud.
I always get Snow Patrol and Arctic Monkeys confused. it's like Snow Patrol. And then like, yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, we finished dinner. It was amazing. We got to go back there, by the way.
I know. It's a vibe.
Big vibe. So we're leaving and we're all valeted. So we're all getting our keys back. And then we see these two girls are also getting their keys. And then we all leave, right?
Nothing looked suspicious. Let's just say that.
So we all leave. We're all separate cars. Mariah and Heath drive together. I drive with Todd, and Vince and Carla drive separately.
And then David and Natalie are in another car.
And their friends drive separately.
Whole entourage.
Okay. Exactly. I'm just driving. I'm gonna kick it to Mariah because she's the one that called me.
Well, we saw something first. Pass it. Tell them about the seeing them fly up.
Well, that's where we're at. That's where we're at.
Take it over.
Take the wheel.
Take the wheel. It's like Jesus, take the wheel.
It's like bop it. Din din din. Din. Pass it.
Twist it.
Pass it. Ding, 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 ding.
We should have like a magic stick that we pass around. A talking stick. Magic stick.
Okay, Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Okay, so we get in the car and it was late at night and it was all of us driving behind each other and we hit a red light and Vince makes it through the light. this other car behind us comes flying. I'm telling you, it comes flying past us. Like, you wouldn't believe, like, 80 miles an hour just zooming.
And we're at, like, a standstill at the light. Right, and they went in the open lane.
It went through the red light.
By the way, it's on the PCH for the people that know Malibu.
And we were like, who was in that car? Was that, and Natalie had some of her friends with her, so we didn't know what cars they were driving. So I was like, that was not Natalie's friends, was it? Minutes later, we get a call from Vince. And he goes, yo, who's in this red,
BMW,
Mercedes? Doesn't matter.
I think it was
who's
a Mercedes.
In this red car? And we were like, I don't know. So we're calling Natalie. We're like, are any of your friends in the red car? No, we don't know this person. He said, this person's driving like a maniac. They're clearly intoxicated.
Like all over the road.
All over the road, driving into oncoming traffic, driving off the edge.
At first, I thought Vince was like,
I thought he was exaggerating.
I thought he was exaggerating. Yes. I thought he was overreacting. I was like, because I knew this car was going to pass us at some point. I was like, because we were first. So I was like, let's just see what this car looks like. So all of a sudden, this car flies by and this girl is swerving all over the highway.
We hit the freeway and I cannot believe there must have been a guardian angel because she was getting so close to the wall the whole time. It was like a 5-lane thing. She was all over the lanes from the left all the way to the right. So now
it was terrifying to watch.
We basically form a wall. We're all in our cars. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 people. No, 1, 2, doesn't matter. 4 cars, right? We're all driving and we're basically creating a barricade and we are preventing other cars from zooming by because
we're all right behind her and she's just like,
we're watching her. I have a few videos.
And it's crazy because we all know that this girl like is and we saw her leaving like Nobu. So in our head was like, maybe she left drunk.
Right. Because we saw the red car in the parking lot. But when we were standing at valet, she was just normal, arms crossed, like nothing. There was no glaze, nothing. She looked stone cold sober. Yeah.
But mind you, we weren't like, we weren't like,
that's why it's scary. Her. You never know. Where are your friends? Also, so we're following her on the freeway. She's all the way in the left lane. We're all on the phone with each other. Like, I'm like, is Zane going to know how to react if she hits this wall? Because he was right behind her. This whole, everything was
going through our minds. We kept our distance, but we were also creating a barricade.
Right. So we were calling each other and making sure that everybody's okay.
We also were on the phone with 911.
Right. So we report the 911 call. And then at the same time, Vince and Carla were calling and they said, we already got the report.
Was that Malibu police or just?
At this point, we had gotten on the,
So now she's in the left lane. Suddenly, an exit comes up from the left lane, hard right, all the way across 4 lanes into the exit. So we passed.
Matt, she does I turn now. Good luck, everybody else. Yes. It was exactly that.
It was
that
so scene in Family Guy. It was so fast that we had no time to get to the exit. Vince was like, fuck it, I'm going. He cuts to the exit. So now we're watching and we're waiting to see where they're going to go. Heath and I get off at the next exit. We tell Zane, we're like, we got it from here. Like, Vince is following her. So Vince is on the phone with the cops. They're on the case already. They're sending people out. They're telling us you should hear sirens soon. Like they're coming. They knew exactly where we were. So Vince is following them. Heath and I are like, send us your location.
We were just so worried that she was going to like hit somebody, hit a wall, like hurt herself or
somebody
else.
She almost hit the wall like 5 times.
Yeah. It would be drifting. All of a sudden it would get like an inch and then would correct.
Unbelievably close.
It was crazy. I've never seen like a drunk driver like that.
It was
in
like
my
a cartoon
on a highway.
It was like Mario Kart and there was bananas everywhere.
Yeah. When like the cops are driving ahead to slow traffic and they're
that's
like,
that's what it was.
And they're like this to keep everybody back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
what it felt like, but at like 80 miles an hour.
Yes, that was exactly it.
And I felt really bad too, because I feel like if we were at an intersection, if we were on like regular streets, I feel like we would have like gotten out of the car and just been like, hey, you need to call someone right now to take you home, like park in the park. Right. But like, she was going so fast on a highway. There was nobody's going to stop her except for the cops.
Yeah. We were texting Vince and Carla and I said, pin me your location. So we end up finding them and we're FaceTiming and all of a sudden we hear Vince's car go in park, banging on this girl's window. He stopped her. A citizen's
arrest.
He bangs on her window and he goes, get the fuck out of the car. Get the fuck out of the car. And then he takes the keys out of the ignition and grabs her purse and goes, you could pick this up at the fucking police station. Like this whole thing.
Crazy. So,
and you just hear this girl, what are you doing? What are you doing? And he gets out of the car. Heath and I show up. And this girl.
Vincent, when he looks at the ID.
I started thinking too. And I was like, oh my God, maybe she's doing this hard cut across the highway because now she thinks she's being chased by like four cars.
Yeah, no. Oh. And then, you know how Vince rolled up? He said, I rolled up to her window. She was jamming out. She was parked.
She had no idea any of us were even following her.
Yeah, she ended up pulling into her driveway. She lives in an apartment complex. She pulled into like the garage area by the sidewalk. And she was jamming out. And when she was like, where did you come from? And she was so confused. He told her, we've been following you for...
It was a 30-minute drive.
It wasn't down the block. It was like a 30-minute drive. Like high-speed chase with everybody.
It was fucking intense.
It was intense. So...
He pulls the purse, pulls out the ID. And she was like, wait, give that back. And he's like, you're not getting it. You'll get it from the police station.
Can you do that?
Well, we ended up not, but wait.
Okay.
But didn't you tell me that Vince goes, what are you, high?
Oh, yeah.
And she goes, no, I'm from Texas.
No, he goes,
oh, my God.
No, so wait. Heath and I show up, and we're parked on either side of her. And when we pull up, it's like this girl got grounded from her father. Like, she was sitting like this. I'm sorry, sir. I'm so sorry. Even her outside, probably 25.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even her standing outside the car... There was her walking. She seemed so sober.
It was weird.
Even looking at her, she came up to she was facing Vince, and Vince was like, you almost killed everybody in the road. You almost killed yourself. You almost killed my friends. Turn around and look at them. And she turned around. She goes, oh, please, I'm so sorry. And she was like very apologetic. She was like, do what you have to do. Like, I'm so sorry. I know I was wrong. Like all this stuff. She was panicking and freaking out.
But were you guys asking like why? Well,
that's when Vince goes, are you, she was explaining and he goes, are you on fucking drugs? And she goes, I'm from Texas. And he goes, what the fuck? Oh, it was so funny.
Fucking yeah.
So we're trying to like keep this girl calm and she's like apologizing. Like,
but I think she was starting to process the fact that like we were also on the phone with 911 still while we were like talking with her. So I think it was like going through her head, like what was about to go down.
Yeah.
Like in like, you know, when you're like drunk and kind of like coming to and
yeah.
Also, I feel like you kind of sober up real quick as soon as you know, like, oh my God, I'm about to get like,
it's just crazy that you couldn't tell. Like you never know if you are with friends and you are drinking at all. Like, do not get behind the wheel. So, oh my
it's
God.
It's more it's like nonsense. Manic than drunk.
It was really weird.
And
so,
bro. So
wait. You're going to skip. I know you're going to skip. So Vince, hold on, because he's going to skip to the funny part. So Vince takes her keys and he parks her car. He goes, show me your spot. So now the four of us are huddled like this around his big ass Cullinan. And we're just like hanging out like this. And we're like, Vince goes, what do you want to do with her? To Heath. What should we do with her?
He's like, what do you want to do?
And we're still on the phone with the cops and we have a change of heart and we're just like,
I was like, she's already home now. Right. She's gonna wake up in the morning and be like, holy shit, I made the most fucking horrible mistake of my life. And, you know, hopefully learn from this mistake. Hopefully.
And Vince threatened her. He goes, if I ever see you on the streets again, you're going to remember this face. I swear to God.
You're going to tell your grandkids about me.
Yeah, she was so scared of him. And it was crazy.
But he also looks like an off-duty cop.
He does look an off-duty cop.
He's got like that build.
His car is completely blacked out.
The confidence that he has, like especially in a situation like that, anybody would do exactly what he tells you to do.
Super intimidating.
Right, you know what I mean? Scary. The accent, everything. So... we send her upstairs, but we wait there for a good 10 minutes to make sure she's not hopping back yet. I don't know. So we let her go upstairs and we're just with the cops and they're like, okay, you should be hearing the siren soon. And Carla is just the sweetest little thing. And she's just like, you know what? We're just gonna forget about this. And the cops are like, okay. The cops had no questions. They were like, okay, we're turning them around. So we let her go. Vince took a picture of her ID. So I was like, let me see the ID. So he showed me. I looked her up on Instagram.
We found her Instagram immediately.
And then I looked at her stories. Guess where her stories were during the time of the chase?
In her car?
In her car!
No! Bumping music, like feeling
this.
Herself.
Like this. I'll
she wasn't even looking on the road. Matt, she was like this.
while we were chasing her.
It was crazy. And it was the whole time, Matt. It was the whole time because we were following her the entire time.
The entire time.
You might even see our cars in the back of her story.
It's us honking.
It's 100% because it was we were following her the entire time.
She's on Zans.
That you know what? She could have been barred out.
That looks like with alcohol.
She has like that bar kind of look about her.
She kind of looks familiar.
Oh wait. If she's a Texas girl.
Wait.
Shut up.
No. Matt, no. Oh my God. If Matt knows her, I'm gonna fucking throw myself out of this room.
For Texas being the biggest state, it's such a small world with everybody there.
Matt just knows everybody.
Oh wait, Vince wanted to
keep the idea.
Because obviously we don't want to just let her go. Like that was very irresponsible what she did. So we were gonna send her the videos that I took of her driving like a maniac on the freeway, just DM them to her and DM her. Her ID.
Oh my God.
Like from God. Vince's end. He was like, send me all the videos. I want to send them to her. So she wakes up to it. You gotta learn somehow. I don't know if he did. I gotta ask him.
So yeah, big lesson. If you guys are going out even to a restaurant and you plan on having even one drink,
be responsible. You got nothing to lose.
Especially when you're on Zannies.
Do you think that's what it was?
It looks like something was definitely off. Pills.
She looked way too sober, so it must have been.
I don't know. It doesn't even feel like alcohol. Like
it doesn't. I mean, the way she came off, it didn't.
She seemed coherent.
Yeah, it was interesting. The way she was driving, though, it was like she was the only person.
I just can't believe our friend made a citizen's arrest.
That's unbelievable.
And then she actually listened to him.
Yeah.
I'm surprised she didn't freak out.
As soon as he opens his mouth, I'm like, yes, sir.
Can you do a citizen's arrest? I feel like that's in movies.
Yeah, you get a key to the city for that.
you can legally detain somebody.
You can do a citizen's arrest.
No, I mean, he didn't detain her. He honestly probably saved a life. He just stopped her on the side. He stopped her and took the keys out, which I feel like that was the best thing you could possibly do.
Like if a robber,
how to properly do it? Because then it could also technically be like kidnapping and holding somebody against their will.
That's true.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, okay,
there's a fine line.
Okay, I think it just has to be a crime.
California allows a private person to make a citizen's arrest of a perpetrator who commits a misdemeanor in a citizen's presence or commits a felony. And a citizen has reasonable cause to believe the perpetrator committed it.
So a private person is like a private company.
Any private security or anybody. But like, you better be right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a fucking huge lawsuit right there.
But how do you you're allowed to put somebody in, like if you had zip ties, cuff someone up. Or you just have to
citizen's arrest, stay right here. To me, a citizen's arrest is I think of if somebody was robbing a store and they ran out and somebody tackled them to help the cops. That's what I think, held them until a cop got there. Yeah, like they're just assisting.
I guess I don't know. I was like detained by an off-duty or former police officer who told us to wait until cops came.
You got citizens arrested.
I guess I did.
Matt has a history, huh? What was this for?
That's you, Matt, upper left.
I feel like I've said this story before. I was smoking weed in high school. Not the time where I was told the guy I was going to college, but a car came. No, that was a bit.
That was in David's video.
No. just like a cop who was off duty, but had like undercover lights pulled us over, but we had to wait until real cops came.
Oh, is that allowed?
I don't know. Remember, we didn't get charged with anything.
Remember back then there'd be undercover cops, like they'll be driving on the highway, it would be in a black car, and then all of a sudden the sirens go on and they would stop people, but there were cops.
Such a pain in the ass.
It's crazy that that was allowed. There's still undercovers.
Yeah.
I would never stop for a fucking cop.
Well, they tell you not to stop for a cop. Just lights on, because you never know.
Yeah, that's scary. Fuck that.
I was a hero the other day.
Do tell.
You saved a life?
She did.
I did. A furry life.
Was it Jonah?
It's not that crazy of a story, but it was pretty funny. So Heath and I went to go see, were we going to open house? Doesn't matter. We're going to open house. I'm learning that shit doesn't matter. Okay.
But it's actually important details that you're missing out. It doesn't matter. So we saved the dog's life.
So we were going to an open house and we're trying to find parking and I pull over to this off street And I see a dog like run in front of my car. And of course I was driving slow and responsibly, so I was able to
carefully. And sober.
Weren't drunk,
and
yeah.
Sober.
Wasn't barred out. Yeah. That's good.
So I slowly like stopped the brakes. It was like this little chihuahua. Chubby little thing, so he was going slow. So
oh,
he was trying.
Those yeah. fat chihuahuas, yeah. they are something.
You know exactly
else.
The ones I'm talking about.
John, so, John Belushi has one. Whatever.
He's dead.
Jesus.
No.
Jim Belushi?
Jim.
Brother? Jim Belushi is also dead.
No,
Jim's still alive.
The big actor.
There's John Belushi, Jim Belushi.
I'm thinking of John Ritter. John Ritter died. Sorry.
Fuck no. We saw him outside of the Mercedes.
Jerry Seinfeld.
This big guy with a little chihuahua. Oh God, is gonna kill me.
Oh.
What's his name?
John.
It's an Italian last name.
Jacob Gingerheim Smith.
He's like a chubby guy. He's.
It doesn't matter.
Hold on. Now I'm pissed. Because we had to sidetrack. Good luck finding a DJ that can move and shake like this. From Wedding Singer.
Oh, okay. John Lovitz.
John Lovitz.
Jealous?
He has a
chihuahua? John Lovitz. I saw him outside of a dealership with a fat chihuahua.
Oh, no.
It was unbelievable. Like,
oh, that's fun.
He wasn't even by a neighborhood. I was like, what the hell are you doing just walking your chihuahua outside of a dealership?
That's funny.
I love him in Rat Race.
Yeah, we're on David Copperfield.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyways, Mariah.
That is
fuck,
funny.
I'm sorry. I just had to ruin it.
No, yeah, that's a big weight off of my shoulders. So this dog runs in front of the car. I stop the car. And then I see this older lady, maybe late 60s, early 70s. And she, you know what people say? Like, people look like their dogs.
Yes.
She didn't, like, look like the dog, but they walked the same because she was a little older and she was trying to run, too. So these both of the dog and her were trying to run, but it was like this slow-mo.
Oh, no.
Like, it was like I had the clicker mo and she was just like. And she's having trouble and I'm just watching this lady because there's nobody else around. It was an empty block. I'm like, let me just see how this unfolds. She could not chase this dog for the life of her. I was like, son of a bitch. I'm in the middle of the street. I parked the car. Now the dog's down the block. I, like the girl in the red Mercedes, zoomed past her. I was sprinting.
Running for your life.
I ran for my life. I ran, and I didn't know chihuahuas are like cats. You don't know when
they can be vicious.
Yeah, small but mighty. So I ran up, and I didn't know how to approach it, and the woman didn't really speak English. And I was like this, and I was like looking, and I was like, is this okay? And she was just like, like she had no idea. It was another day.
She was barred out.
She had the leash.
Everybody barred out. Oh,
she had the leash and collar in one hand, and she's making her way downtown. And I'm running, and I'm like, huh? Like, I don't know how to, like, what do you, like, come here. And the dog did like that thing where it was like this. And then I just like grabbed it and put it in her arms, and she was like, okay.
She didn't even care.
No,
was
she
just
didn't care.
Like, was she like just high?
It seems like it just happens all the time. It was just like, I know my grandma was like that with her dog before she passed away. She, just not a care.
Like
girl,
a part of her kind of wanting it to get away.
Yeah.
She's kind of like looking like anymore. She's going after
yeah.
it.
Because
yeah.
you don't want that guilty conscience of you. Fucking
right, you have to like kind of convince yourself that you tried.
Like,
to
God, I tried to
right,
catch
exactly.
the dog and it fucking
and
ran
And of
away.
Course, my sick self has a picture of her with the dog.
Did you take a picture
Here's
of the
your dog?
Of course I did. Yeah, come on, man.
Did you take a selfie or you just took a picture of the dog?
I took a picture as I drove. No, I took a picture of her holding the dog.
Oh, perfect. Oh,
no collar, nothing. I'll nice. Find it. Someone else talk here.
No, we'll wait.
There she is.
Oh.
Let's see.
Let me see.
Just Barb and a dog.
Right. That's exactly how I imagined her when you were saying the story. That's crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, she did the thing. She
now,
did
some
not
of those
care.
Small dogs, like, they're really not going to go that far.
That's a cute
like,
picture. It's yeah. cute. I should airdrop this to that location. Yeah,
she should main feed on her Instagram.
Great.
She's killing that fit.
She didn't. Yeah, she really is. Look at those shoes.
Fucking right. slay, mama.
Like, put the collar on. Put the collar on.
I can't stand off-leash dogs. I don't know why it makes me
Put
so
Put your dog
angry.
On a leash. Remember it's that one time I got bit by a dog.
I do not understand it.
The only dog that's acceptable is Carl. Super
right, but
well
but it's also like in like a private setting. I can't stand
right.
when people like
yeah.
walk on the sidewalk with their like just put a leash on it.
Yeah, you never know. They're
because,
animals.
Because the owners didn't fucking train it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
You're telling me.
You're telling me.
Traumatizing.
All right, not what did friendly. What did we learn? Leashes on dogs.
Sobriety. While driving.
There we go. Because
we're learning today.
Remember in Rat Race where like he steals Hitler's car? Like, Dad, I can't believe you stole Hitler's car. And then they get... Remember that?
I don't think I've ever...
And he gets the lipstick on the thing and then he burns his finger and then he like... They crash like...
I don't think I've ever seen a movie with him in it.
You've never seen Rat Race?
No, I've never seen...
Dude, Rat Race is a great movie.
Have you seen Rat Race?
No.
Everyone's going to Silver City. Mr. Bean's in it.
Is he in Grown Ups?
Look up his IMDb.
Rat Race. Like Whoopi Goldberg, Cuba Gooding Jr., John.
What is it about?
It's about a bunch of people in Vegas get like this key to go up to a private room, and they're told that there is $1 million in a locker in Silver City, New Mexico, and the first person to get there wins it all. So they all race from Vegas to Silver City. And it's just, and there are no rules. So they just all go ballistic, and there's all these funny storylines of them trying to get that's to. Cool.
Have you seen Benchwarmers?
I love Benchwarmers.
He's in Benchwarmers.
That's what I meant.
Oh, okay.
He's the rich nerd who like sponsors
the
team.
Yeah, that's where I know him from.
What a great movie, Benchwarmers. I see myself in a lot of those kids.
Zay, remember that TikTok you sent me that was so relatable to both of us? The girl crying on her bed saying like, it is so hard to be dumb. I'm not even like trying to be funny. I never related. Like, why wouldn't we just make a video saying that? Like, she hit the nail on the head. She was like, it's so much harder going through life when you're dumb. And it really is.
She was saying that it's almost like dumb people actually work harder than smart people because we have to think harder.
That's why they call it work harder, work smarter, not harder.
She was crying.
I was thinking about that like the other day. Like Elon Musk already has somebody in mind who he wants to take over Twitter. And I was like, Mr. Beast. No, it's not Mr.
Yeah,
Beast.
That's, you didn't see the engagement? Yeah. That means it's his.
He said,
he's
okay.
Next in line.
Yeah. He dies, but just like another like person. But who like is the CEO of Twitter? I'm like, who the fuck is that person? Like, I can't... Obviously, there are these big business leaders, but that's like a level of intelligence. Like, I don't...
Can't comprehend it.
I can't comprehend, like, coming in and be like, yeah, we need to change that thing.
It's so like, crazy to me. Like, Elon Musk is not even a businessman anymore. He's a social media monster to me. Yeah. Like, he's become this, like, celebrity influencer.
I just found out he didn't start Tesla.
No, what, he bought
then
it?
He just bought it from somebody?
He bought it from two really smart guys that started it.
Oh, I had no idea.
The only thing he did start was PayPal, right?
No.
Elon Musk started PayPal.
He started PayPal?
That's how he made his...
Like, I thought he just invested in it.
No, he started PayPal.
PayPal was invented by Elon Musk. I'm pretty sure. Is that sound correct? PayPal. Musk then found an online service, CompX.com, which later became PayPal.
X.com.
That sounds dirty.
What a fucking maniac.
Do y'all know who Baby Jessica was?
Baby Jessica
was this... Google Baby Jessica. Baby Jessica was this girl who fell into a well in, I'm pretty sure, the early 90s or the late 80s. Yeah, it was... she fell into a well in...
1986.
No, in 1987. Yes, she fell into a well and she was trapped down there for over like 48 hours. And it was this huge operation to get this.
I think it was like 50-something hours, right?
50-something hours. This baby fell into a well out
Is it filled with water? Like,
so she fell and got stuck and like her leg was above her head. She was kind of in like a split position. Her head was down. Shit.
And they had to basically like...
Wait, I'm sorry. In the well, isn't it filled with water or is
pull
it just
up,
empty?
Pull up Baby Jessica well underground or type in well and then click Google Images.
In my head, I'm just imagining just what a well looks like. A well and there's water on the bottom.
Another white bitch fell down the well again.
Another white bitch fell down the well again.
I think that's what she was basically...
I'm trying to like...
Wait, see. Oh, really? No, by the ring.
So she fell down the well and then she was trapped in that little thing at the bottom. And so then they had to drill down and then drill back into the well to rescue her.
Oh,
wait,
wow.
She fell down that tube?
That tube and then into that orifice. Is that the right word?
How did she survive that fall?
I don't think so.
I don't either. I think I made up that word.
And hitting the walls,
Dude, it was 20 feet deep. She fell and they made it. So the whole world was tuning into this. Girl, and I'm only bringing this up because I've known about it, and I just saw a TikTok recently.
That's her now, the blue shirt.
And yes, that's her now. And what's crazy is she ended up getting basically like a trust fund. So many people cared about baby Jessica.
Now the other
they basically raised like, I think, near to $1 million.
There we go.
And then she finally like got access to the money when she was in her like 20s. But can you imagine like you were a child and you fell down a well, but you don't even like remember any of it?
She doesn't remember at all. She remembers
that's
nothing.
That's insane. Yeah.
And then you just have millions.
When the whole world was watching you. Yeah. And she's like not really on social media.
The only thing she like has from that day is like a scar on her face, and she lives out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, I saw the scar. It's not that bad for falling down a fucking well.
No, I mean, not that bad, but you were bait. What's weird is any old person like that you ask, do you know who baby Jessica is? Everybody knows
really?
Who baby Jessica
That's like
is.
One of those questions they would ask you to prove your age.
Yes, yeah. Yes, just like that.
So did they know she was in there from the moment she fell, or was it like, well, where is
she's
Jessica?
I think she was at her grandma's house and she kind of had like a daycare and the kids were out running in the backyard and she just crawled down to this well and fell in. And then they were like, where is she? And they could hear her crying down there.
Oh my God.
So then, what's even crazier, and it's a little dark, the guy who was like in charge of the operation to basically go down and get her had so much post-traumatic stress disorder that like 5 years later, he killed himself.
From that situation,
even like it was a successful rescue, it was the most stressful like 48 hours of his life that he like couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
This is like a baby. Isn't that wild?
There's a picture of two kids looking. I know that's not a real picture, but like, is that what it looks like? The top of it?
Yes, that's how big it was.
Wow.
The well. Like, it's not like your standard like old bucket well. Right.
No. That's what I imagined in my head.
Yeah, no, it was like a drainage pipe that just went super deep.
And nobody thought to just like cover that up.
It was a different
time.
And that's her now with like her two kids.
Wake and laugh. She's alive.
But what's funny is remember that soccer team in I'm pretty sure Thailand.
Oh, found
that,
in the cave.
That mm-hmm. guy that was in the cave. Mm. They asked baby Jessica, what were your thoughts about this kid? She goes, I didn't even know what happened.
Yeah, oh, she's so out of touch. She's living her life
I'm just fucking loaded.
Yeah
right?
She wow, what like, a fucking legend.
Well, do you think it like grew in money? If it's
invested.
Did they invest the donation?
Right.
Did the market?
Is it tax free?
I bet it's a donation.
Look at her.
Oh my God.
But what a crazy time.
Have you seen people that do the really tight, small cave exploring?
Yes. Heath, I can't watch those videos.
I literally, my skin crawls. There's holes this big that just open up to a cave and people just inchworm
their
body
into.
I do not understand it.
And how does it not hurt? How does it not hurt going through those like rocks? Because even when I scrape the edge of my fucking wall, I'm like, oh, that doesn't feel good. But crawling.
They contort themselves and basically go.
I would just get sick of laying on my stomach for so long. I would need to like do like a spin or
something. I would just be down there going,
like,
yeah.
Like I would want to be on my side for a second, maybe go to my back.
All right, I'm done. Get me out of here.
I panic if she's laying on the blanket and I'm under it and I can't lift my leg in that split second that I need to lift. Freak out. I couldn't imagine moving. Zane, imagine like 45 minutes to get through a crack where you're going like this.
Heath, I can't even be on an airplane.
And you have to just.
And it's a.
I do not get it.
Look how happy
it can't
looks.
Be that fucking cool inside the
no,
cave.
No, it's not.
Worth it.
That,
people
no,
have
it,
different interests. Not mine, but.
No way.
People have it.
That is not cool
look
at all. That is a fucking nightmare.
And you know you what? Down at least there, her skin is clear.
You get down there and like, look around. Look how cool it is. You're just like this. Wow. All right. Zane, you guys ready to go back up?
You have to bring fucking oil just so you can spin yourself around. All right.
I would have so much anxiety, like, even if I got stuck, like, realizing how big the operation is going to be. I'm like, how many people are up there? Like, 100? Oh, I'm so sorry. 100. Like, I am so sorry, guys. Like, I didn't
That's a nightmare.
And people do that shit for fun, huh? It's not their job.
That's fun.
This is fun for them.
And it gets to the point where, like, they can't even go down face. They have to turn their head sideways.
Ow.
To try to like.
With my neck doing this? Come on.
Imagine being like a bigger boned person. And like, this is your chihuahua. Fucking passion. Imagine. And you can't get into this. And like, there's really tiny people that are just like going into these things and you just have really broad shoulders.
Dale, maybe you shouldn't come on this one.
Wait, or imagine you like, you go exploring, you gotta go and then get back. You go explore and then you eat like a bar and then you fucking grow and you can't fit your way back. You're fucked.
Dale is the perfect name.
Dale.
What other, Dale. What are those people's names? Probably Rachel is definitely one.
Why does that look like Mr. Beast?
Rachel and, Dale are married and they do this for
their
fun.
Wives are like, yeah, you going on another one of those things? I'll see you later.
And you know how like you put a ring on and there's times
and
where
you can't get
out? What do you like? I feel like that's how a lot of these spaces are. Like you get in, but you're not able to get out. Or when you put your arm through a fucking, what are those fit? Like the staircase, like the banister, you put your arm in, you can't take it out. What's the difference between that and, and any of these fucking rocks that you're sliding through?
I've been in a few caves.
You know what cave I want to see so bad? You know the one where it's like open on the top and there's water on the bottom? Wait. It's nothing like this. No, it's beautiful.
The one in the Bahamas?
Like the Blue, the Blue Lagoon?
Look up Thunderball. Look up Thunderball Cave in Bahamas.
They have one in Florida too, Zane.
Sorry, audio.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's beautiful.
I jumped through the whole of that into the middle.
Wait, is that where they shot that movie with Timothy Olyphant? The that movie, it was like the two couples and they go on an island and there was like two murderers.
Oh, that's not
bad. It was called...
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Like the tourists or something.
Yeah, it was a scene where it was...
That shit was scary when you jump because you have to jump so perfectly where your back won't hit. Like, because it's just that circle. But if you jump just enough, your back can scrape down the side. Oh, my God.
That's like the fucking worst feeling.
I'm
like
good.
The bottom of a
that
pool.
That terrified the shit out of me. Do you think... Oh, no. I had like cold plunges on.
Well, I love cold plunges.
Was there something specific about
that? Well, I'm just interested. Well, like people who do cold plunges and then like there's also the thing about doing cold showers. But you do it?
Yeah.
Every day?
Every shower. Time. Not the whole shower, but the last like 2 minutes.
When he's ready to get out, he'll turn it all the way cold and just stand under it.
And do you notice a difference? Does it get easier and easier?
That's very brave of you.
It does get easier. But... It literally wakes you up and you feel like it's horrible while you're in it. But afterwards you're like, wow, I feel like alive.
It gets rid of hangovers and puts you in a better mood.
They're so beneficial.
I keep debating on like, oh, should I commit to like a 30-day challenge of doing.
Start with doing like the end of your shower and try to do it longer and longer every time. Yeah,
or just do the end of your shower. You don't have to do the whole shower. I mean, it's kind of miserable doing the whole 10 minutes. I mean, it helps people listening. You know, people wake up early for work every day. I think this could be a great way to start their morning.
Just
taking
go.
A
Woo!
Shower.
I really want to do one of the ice bucket
challenge.
Plunges.
Oh, like just like a legitimate ice bucket.
Those big
like,
barrels
they
that
have
people
them,
get into.
They have them at like Tulum and
go
shit.
Go get baptized. I did that.
Have them put ice in it.
I remember getting really jealous when like my Baptist friends would get baptized and we'd go. And I was like, there's a whole pool back there? Like I was like, I want to go. Take me a dip. Because like Catholics, they'll just dip like you're just
I want to do the one in the ocean.
Oh, my cousin Brianna did that in Florida.
That must feel so spiritual, like doing it in the ocean. Like you're one within the earth.
She gets stung by a jellyfish.
Hey, if God wanted it that way.
I'd come out and be like, it's too cold.
that's the shit.
The whole thing is seaweed. Just
a riptide.
The devil gets you when you're at your highest.
And the devil laughs.
Hosanna in the highest.
And the devil laughs.
Forgetting about the devil.
The devil wants you to forget about him.
Does the devil really want you to forget about him?
Did the devil make me just pick up this mic?
Bottoms up and the devil laughs.
And the devil
this
laughs.
Is not a Christian product. You see these numbers? 666 right on the can.
That is an amazing video.
MILFs dig it.
MILFs
big effing can. BFC. Big effing can.
Does it still say MILFs dig it?
No.
No way.
It had to have been like from its first days. Big effing can. Right on the product. And what do you see here in the O? A cross.
And when you drink it.
Drink it. Bottoms up.
Upside down.
And the devil laughs. This is how the devil enters our home. I love that woman.
Let's get her on.
What the hell is this? Dolly Parton and Doja Cat will star in a TikTok musical about Taco Bell's Mexican pizza.
Oh my God.
What does that even mean? Really,
you remember the song she did?
Dude, Dolly, you've made plenty of money.
Taco Bell, you've made plenty of money.
But she must be just like, I want my grandkids to have all the money.
I think she's just seeing like what's trending. Like, oh, people love TikTok. People love Doja Cat. People love Taco Bell. So I'm gonna be a part of this wave.
I guess.
I don't think she sees that this is like stupid. Not stupid, but like Mimi. Sorry. Not stupid. Doja, you're not stupid. Mimi.
Dolly Parton. Love that one.
Just in case Doja's watching, you know what I mean? Because I love all three of those things.
In my Tennessee mountain.
Mariah, stop unbuttoning your shirt. Jesus.
I was seeing if my necklace could fit in the like a button.
And the devil laughs. The devil's gone to Mariah.
Big fucking kid.
Do we want to bet on if it fits or not?
I'm going to say no.
I'm gonna go as her as Halloween, like,
and you just
can't. That's good.
Shirt, because I think you have like the monster can, and you go.
I think you can. I think you can easily memorize it for a party.
I saw a girl on TikTok who did.
There was a guy that did it that was really.
Oh,
good.
He was amazing.
It fits, if anybody's wondering.
I heard it rip. It's I heard not some rip. Seams pop.
All right, should we call it?
Yeah, we should
this
call it.
This was fun.
Yeah, this was great. I think this was one of my favorite podcasts.
Me too. Mm. It was fun. It was laid back.
Yeah.
Good vibes.
Kept it real.
Zane begged to take a break because he couldn't stand this episode.
My brain's not working today. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Mine is on, not autopilot.
Every other episode, guys, my brain, like, it just isn't on.
We got a hot guest. Well, it won't come out for a while.
Hot guest.
Oh, my God. She's young,
Matt. She's a boyfriend.
Oh, I meant hot in terms of, like, hype. Like, I wasn't talking.
Yeah, I'm sure. Jesus.
I was not talking about her look.
Get him out of here. He's a pervert.
You need to leave.
I think I was saying it like how Jimmy Fallon. We got a big hot guest coming up for you guys next. Like, I was just.
I don't know. The way you said it.
Yeah, your delivery. We got a hot guest.
You heard the way he said it? We got really hot. Hot. Easy. Yes.
That just, is not how I
just mean. And I saw you lick your lips. You're like,
you saw that too?
Yeah, I was like, I'm a little hot.
You could tell he was thinking about it.
Bottoms up.
You too.
And the devil laughs.
All right, guys. Well, that's it for the episode. Make sure to check out Cremota Coffee, Cremota.com. We got a bunch of different flavors, K-cups, bagged coffee, whatever you want. We got different mugs, apparel. You name it. Also make sure to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We post bonus. We post bonus episodes of the podcast where we're high throughout the entire thing. It's really fun to watch. We do early access to all the episodes. You get it a couple days early, ad free. And then we also post our vlogs on there early as well. We have a private Discord where we all hang out. And then we also do live Q&As once a month.
Or don't. You're just missing out.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys next week. We love you so much. And say bye, guys.
Say bye.
Oh, I'm bye. Practicing my say toddlers bye. And tiaras exit.
Seems culty.
All right, guys.
Bye-bye.
See you all right, bye. Love you. Bye.
Ciao.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.